something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
It's our 300th episode spectacular.
We bring back the classic Are You Going In game.
And all your favorites end up at a very special party. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
Hello.
It's the year 2000 because it's episode 300. You're walking down Queen Street in Toronto, Ontario. You stop at a club and you hear this song playing from inside. And the game is, do you go in?
Are you going in?
That's Are you going in? That's the name of the game.
It's a requested game from a bot that said we asked everybody what do you want to hear, what do you want us to reminisce about, and they said, can you bring back Are You Going
Wait,
In?
This is a game we've played before?
We've played this before, yes, and this was a request.
It's from a great game. Buds.
Yeah.
I don't remember playing it before, but I guess 300 hours over 7 years.
Yeah. So yeah. I'll start with this one, and then you tell me if you're going in or not. You
okay.
Ready? Okay, here we go.
Let me see that song. Yeah, I'm going in. How could he be a lyrical archer and hit a bullseye right out of the gate and then just disappear?
Well, no, because he wasn't Dre in another band. He was in another band.
He before. Was?
Yeah, he had some start, and this is his own solo rip, something like that. One of those guys.
Sisqó.
He had a past.
He did.
Yeah.
I had no idea because I thought he was a one and doneer.
Let's do your Jonathan breaking it down on the Google.
Okay.
Tell us if I'm pretty sure. That he was in another band.
There's also a transport company called Sisqó, and every time I see a truck, it makes me smile.
With a Q? It's the same way?
Might be S-I-S-C-O. I think it is with a Q. Okay. Mark Alvavan Andrews, known professionally as Sisqó, is an American singer, songwriter, record producer, dancer, and actor. He is most prominently known for Thong Song. His membership in Drew Hill,
that's right.
And has also released solo material. He's younger than me. He's been married to Elizabeth Pham since 2018. Unleash the Dragon, that was the name of the record.
Yeah, classic.
According to Sisqó, his industry struggles led to the expansion of his independent label, Dragon Music Group. Working together with his distribution company, Massenburg Media, he now enjoys the freedom of being his own boss. That's 2015.
Okay, so he's back at her.
Here's something that might surprise you, or maybe it won't. I can destroy the Thong Song in karaoke.
You can?
Oh, let me sing it again. Like when it gets into that.
No, really?
Thong. Yeah, it's so fast.
I mean, that's it. That's like if you were on a date and obviously single on a date and you threw that out there, that might be pretty fun.
Let me sing it again, she hate. Like when it goes back and forth from that, dumps like a truck, eyes like a, sing it again, yay.
Oh, what, it's perfectly like in your key, you can just rip.
Yeah.
Like you got no work.
Dong, 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 dong. Like I want to put a go. Like I want to put a go. Hey, whoa, whoa. Yeah, I can rip it.
People just going crazy.
Yeah.
Clapping.
Let me sing it again. She hate. Yeah, I can rip the Thong Song.
Bumps like a truck.
I was like, what, baby, move your butt. Let me sing it again, she hate. Yeah, I can
so
rip
even
it.
When there's, even if it's, he's not singing, you're still singing.
Yeah.
Even the verse.
Yeah, because he dovetails right into those little riffs.
Oh, man. Drew Hill, that's what he is.
Like when you put a go, like when you put a go, whoa.
Jeez. Man, that would be one if we were on a drive.
Yeah, I would be like a snap ride.
Jumping out the window.
Singing the guy as she hide. Okay, hit another one. Are you going in? I like this game. And I remembered my other game that we were going to play that I forgot. And I think it's really a good one. Maybe we'll play that again today, too.
Okay, here we go. I might have to cue it up to the chorus here.
Okay.
I want to go to the chorus. Here we go. Remember Hanging by a Moment by Lifehouse?
Yeah.
So it's a party going on. It's different for you.
I'm trying to picture the type of establishment that would be playing this.
Are you going in? It's just a bunch of, probably,
Strombo's white, probably in there, right?
Yeah, but mostly like white guys with those neck things. Remember those necklaces that look like the shells?
Yeah, puka shells.
And, yeah, like those, a lot of those guys.
Well, I was picturing Strombo, like he was always cool, but I was picturing him circa 2000 with
Strombo in there.
With spiky hair and a nose ring.
He's just at the party in this.
Like he just interviewed Bono and stopped in there on the way home to see some buds. Like it's that kind of place. It's one of those like there was a place on Richmond that was called like the Garage or the you know that place, and it had
the underground?
Like I don't think it was in a basement. It had couches and stuff. Like it was kind of someone's living room was the vibe.
Was it the Rec Room or something?
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Like a picture of it playing at a place like that.
Oh, for sure.
I'd probably go in. Sure, I'd go in.
So you're going in.
Yeah, I'm going in. Are you?
Yeah, I'm probably already in there.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
I'm assuming I'm probably in there.
Yeah, that's a safe assumption.
Okay, you ready for this one?
I'm not going in there.
You're not?
No.
What about this part? Music, music! Remember this?
Yeah, is that Madonna?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going in there.
Another reincarnation of Madonna.
Man, she had a knack, didn't she?
Yeah, for sure.
She had a knack for like, I'm going to try country. No, I'm gonna try.
Well, this
disco.
This was the country album, or the country song album. Remember that song?
Yeah, kind of.
That's a 2000er too, but
yeah, it's not for me. I'm not going in there because I could picture
you're
that.
Not
that's
going in there.
That's Electric Circus Styles.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that. Hit me. What's next? Not going in there.
You're not going in there?
No, like, where would play that? Like, the pita pit? Who would choose to have that on?
I don't know, man. Yeah, like a party on the, maybe it's on the street. Maybe on, like, busting out of a place on St. Clair.
It's on
dudes crushing espressos.
It's on Eglinton.
Right, watching soccer.
As Darren Rose say, funny dude that I worked on Mr. D with and bears more than a passing resemblance to Jason Sudeikis. He said, you know people are from Toronto when they pronounce the silent second G in Eglinton. There is no second G.
Yeah, you have to not be from there if you say Eglinton.
Eglinton. Young and Egg. Anyway, I'm not going in anywhere that's playing that song, then or now. Maybe. Now maybe. Yeah, I might like it now. What else you got for me?
How about this one? I gotta clip it.
Well, I just heard.
Yeah.
Who is that? It's not Hinder.
Creed. This was big. Remember, we talked about this on the last one with 99, but this song was, I'm trying to see what the picture is. It's like a guy,
Were they always kind of a joke?
Obviously not.
They did well.
You mean like the darkness, like comedic, a parody of grunge?
Yeah, like the
imagine they were like a parody, like
SNL singing like that.
Well, they I'm sure he was like they. Well, they for sure didn't think they were a parody. No, but.
Tell me again, you guys did shows with them, right? Was he the guy with the baby Bjorn?
No. No, he was the guy that was all banged up and canceling shows all the time.
Oh.
Making us sit around. Like, I remember being stuck in Vegas for like a week.
Oh, that was him.
Yeah.
So they just cancel shows and say like, sorry, guys.
Yeah. I remember I took him golfing to the National one day. Him and his drummer, who I like, Scott. I like Scott Stapp pretty well too, but the hell's out the drummer? It's either the same, but it's Phillips is his last name. But anyway, good guy. But Scott Stapp kept like dropping balls and hitting another one and like counting it.
No.
Like giving himself mulligans, but betting.
Like no.
And he ended up, he's like, yeah, I shot 86. I beat you. And I'm like, what are you talking about, man?
He
shot
no.
like 105. Yeah.
That's so greasy.
Yeah. Classic.
So did you have to pay him money?
Yeah, I said, I'm never playing betting, gambling, golf with you ever again if this is how you do it. Like, what's this fucking Bill Clinton shit where it's like you just get mulligans all the time?
What do you mean, Bill Clinton?
Well, apparently he was brutal, too, with the mullies.
And
Donald Trump's the worst, like the ultimate worst with the mullies.
Oh, as if.
Like, he'll pick up, like... He'll pick up a 12-footer. It's like, yeah, you knew I was going to
no.
make that. Oh, yeah, on the green, just gimmies, 10-footers.
That's so greasy.
Like, of course you can shoot in the 70s when you're picking up at 12 feet.
Yeah, that's when it counts.
Winning club championships, though, and stuff, like playing like that.
Greasy. How about the FBI at Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah, they got busted up. They went in there, apparently opened a safe. Apparently there's some documents, classified documents, that aren't in the White House anymore, so that's why they're having this investigation.
No, really?
Yeah.
Like he took them?
Obviously, yeah.
Crazy.
I wouldn't mess around with documents, classified documents.
Happy 300th, yeah. Bud.
Oh, happy 300th. Yeah, we made it.
We made it.
300.
Looks like Holy we mold. Made it. Is that song must be around 2000, wasn't it? Still the One by Shania?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a little earlier.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I was thinking about this morning is the number of life page turns like our kids were babies.
I know.
When we started. And I can't even believe it was 7 years ago. You just kind of left OLP. I left Trailer Park Boys early on. We both lost parents, pets.
I think I was still in OLP for a few months before.
Yeah.
But yeah, literally that timing. And yeah, like a lot of ups and downs.
I didn't get to exploit our friendship for like tickets to things or backstage vantage points or anything. Like that's how close to you leaving it was.
Exactly. For sure. Hey, I heard the boys were out your way again, right?
The boss.
OLP?
Yeah, they were in at Rock the Boat Festival, which you and I were almost at. Over on Prince Edward Island. So I didn't get to see them this time. There was no rain spotting for me. But I did spend a couple of great days over there with Mark Forward and his son, who are out here. And Indigo and I, man, ocean swims and walks on the beach and Sandspit, the amusement park. Indy and I did that thing where we paid, you know, $97 to win a $3 stuffy.
Oh, yeah.
Because it became more about winning than it was about the money. There's no place like it in the summer. And I know I said that last week, and I'd say it every week, too. But the water is spectacular. The jellyfish are gone. It was a great reset.
Oh, you know what? A funny story would have been classic. Almost happened, but didn't. Stacy Jones, my bod who plays with Miley Cyrus and a bunch of other artists.
Yeah.
He's a musical director for a lot of artists. Anyway, he called me and he said, "Hey, my son tested positive for COVID this morning, so I can't do these shows for Matchbox 20 this show in St. John's,
Newfoundland,
which OLP was opening. I think they were on
Matchbox
was on after, yeah." But so Stacy's like, "This is great. Like, if Taggart can rip over there, he's already in Canada to do this." So he called Paul, the original drummer who now plays guitar. And Paul was like, "Well, there's a guy that was playing in Matchbox before Stacy that he's, I guess, replaced or whatever." So he's like, "Well, if this guy can't do it, then we'll definitely go with Jer." And was close, but
no,
that would have been classic. Is all of a sudden, "Hey boys, what's going on?
Oh my gosh, and they're opening for you."
But it would have been pretty classic, but it didn't work out.
But maybe so,
another time down the road,
what would your approach Matchbox be? But just
that would have been hilarious.
What would your approach be to get up to speed for a show like that? Like, just pound the set list in your AirPods the whole drive out?
No, it was good because they had 3 days rehearsal before it.
Oh.
So it was lots of time to work on songs. But yeah, I would just be listening to songs, and whatever time I had here, I would just work on, so like I could put on the headphones and play the songs.
So is that, well, it's 6 a.m. and I must be lonely. That's them, right?
Yeah, they got lots of hits. So it's not that difficult, because like half the set, you know it just from hearing it over and over on the radio. But yeah.
What other Matchbox 20 songs are there? That's Rob Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
They had, I just saw one here on the 2000 list.
By the way,
oh, here, this one. I don't know if I know this one.
That must be among the most fun places in Canada to play a show.
Mad Season, remember that song?
No.
By Matchbox 20. No. What were you saying?
St. John's must be among the most fun places in Canada to play a show.
Absolutely.
Like George Street?
George Street Festival is the best, because it's just everybody's there. They're on the... almost like, I believe they're on the rooftops if they can get there, but there's just the whole street and around the area of the stage. It's just this whole vibe of people, and everybody's so into it. And I think everybody plays a little different there, just because it's where it is and the people. There's a different feeling. It almost feels like, if it's not home to you, it feels like relatives that you haven't seen, in a way.
The boss.
Yeah, there's an element about just everything in St. John's that it just feels like the history of it and just everybody there. I don't know. There's a connection even more than other places, even if you haven't been there, just because I think everybody's so friendly and accepting, and they have their own style, and they're all so funny and sharp. Like, man, I follow like three, I think it's the Newfoundland turnip on Instagram. Like, that's just the humor. It's just so funny.
The best.
Your mom's face when fatter comes home. Like, it's always one of those.
Yeah.
It's always just some ridiculous situation that's like involving like Mary Browns or right when they forgot the taters and fodder's pissed off.
Yeah, it's the best. I remember seeing Terry Ryan, who's on Shoresy, a former NHL player, open for Jerry D, and he said something that I've never forgotten, which is his place on the bench was between the forwards and defense. He didn't play much. So everyone called him the grocery stick because he separated the forwards and the defense. And it got to the point where he started, like, he stopped tying his skates. He was just sitting there with his skates loose because he's like, I'm not going in and my feet hurt. Yeah. And, of course, he's sitting there with the skates untied and he gets the tap on the shoulder to hop over the boards.
Of course. They probably saw his laces.
Did it on purpose. But the grocery stick, as a way to explain his place on the bench, man, that made me laugh.
Yeah, that is funny. That's good. So, yeah, no, I would have been fun to go to St. John's for a few days, especially this time of year.
Isn't that crazy?
It's like you said, when it's like you go to PEI and you just take it because you know you're never going to get a chance to get the hotel right downtown and a few days off to hang out.
Isn't it crazy that one split second can change your life for better or for worse in the craziest ways? Like, you get that call and suddenly you're playing with Matchbox 20 in Newfoundland. And maybe it goes really well. Maybe they're like, well, do you want to be our new guy?
Yeah, well, whatever. It's all good. I'm playing with Tara Lightfoot. I'm doing a show with her on the 27th.
You are?
In Creemore, yeah.
No way!
Yeah. A festival in Creemore.
Come on!
She hollered and she said, hey, can you do this show? Her drummer can't make it. And I'm like, hell yeah. That'd be fun.
So how are you approaching that? Same way?
Same way.
Just like, will you get to practice with her or just listening to everything?
Yeah, we'll do a rehearsal. And it'll be great. It'll be fun. I've been listening to the stuff and getting familiar with the feels and all that. That's the stuff you want to kind of, when you're learning whatever, an hour of music, you just want to listen to it to the point where it starts to become familiar, as if you were like putting it on at home and you hear it and you start to get the forms of the songs. But then, you know, to really dig into it and learn it, you map it out, the song, each song. So just, you know, the verse, chorus, break, like the sections and how long they are. And then that's just another way to learn it further. And if there's any parts or confusing music stuff, then you just go over those little sections repeatedly until they're fine and refined, and then it's all fun. They just enjoy playing the whole songs.
This is how I was explaining playing. Did I tell you we rented a bass at Long and McQuaid and we've been playing music as a family band?
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that.
So it depends on the song, but we're kind of sloaning it, like Indy's on keys for some, and then she'll play drums. Yeah.
Sure.
That's cool. I sit in on drums. Carol's playing bass. And our set list is coming together. We played You Shook Me All Night Long and Leaving Las Vegas. Shug can play You Shook Me All Night Long behind her head. Like, we're going for it. But I was explaining, in as best as I know how, that drums, you kind of keep it simple during the verse, and then in and out of the chorus is when you can flourish, right?
Yeah, it's also it's based on the groove, right? So you want the groove to be maintained. So those little fills are kind of little grooves on their own. You know what I mean? So the fill should feel like it's part of the time. But like, so when you do a fill, it should feel like it's got a groove to it, not just like something that feels like you stuck it in the hole.
But do you ever do fills during the verse?
Sure, but the other point is around the vocal. So you don't want to step on the vocal. So you avoid doing any kind of accents or fills or, you know, lead ups with around the vocal, on the vocal. So you go around it. That's the other thing. So verses, yeah, you might want to throw a fill in just to lead the second part of the verse, or, you know, to build the pre-chorus or go into the pre-chorus or whatever. But those fills still have to maintain the groove.
So do you, when you play the same song every night, do you do the fills in the same places and the same fills? Or do you, to keep it interesting, change up the fills as long as you come back?
Mostly the same fills, but it's more, it's the feel. And so the feel has a few different fills that are in that feel, you know what I mean? The feel itself is subject to certain fills. So those fills can be interchangeable. It's not necessary. So maybe, I don't know, there might be like 5 or 6 variations on each song for fills or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But it's always, so you keep it in the same ballpark, yeah. Because if you're mixing it up or trying stuff that's not, you've never done all the time, like it should be a reaction to the music, not, hey, what if I try this? Like it shouldn't feel like, hey, this person's trying to do things because they're bored.
Yeah, or, right.
You know, as opposed to do things that augment and enhance the music. So there's a big difference what fills are.
And you can hear that when someone's doing that, just
for sure. And that's why it's like, well, why did you do a fill there when that person's singing there? Or why did you do a fill there when there's no, like, it doesn't lead anything, that no one else is doing anything. So yeah, it has to have a purpose. And if you're just playing to the music and reacting to the instruments and the vocal and reacting purely on what's happening around you, then you'll never make mistakes in that regard, right? Because you're constantly trying to make it good.
Right, right.
Yeah, right?
Right.
That's right. How about this?
That does make perfect sense.
2000. Though. Are you going in here?
No.
You're not going in there?
No, I'm not going in there.
You're not going into the Aguilera party?
No. No. Not my scene, man.
Why not, man? Because they have, like, sweet shots and, you know what I mean? Like, sweet cocktails.
What would it take for you to hit the D floor to What a Girl Wants? How many drinks back in the day?
Well, open is enough.
Wide open.
And the door opening.
You're not going in there.
If there's nowhere else to go, I'm going in there.
By the way, I got a text the other day. I got a voicemail message and a text from the same individual who, the message was like, yes, 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 king, king.
Yeah,
do you know who it is?
And I guess as Maestro.
Yeah, Maestro Fresh West. Sure. Who was telling me about his brand new cooking show called Maestro Chef Wes.
Oh, man.
It's true.
It's classic.
He's shooting it in the Maritimes. He lives in St. John now.
I know.
And I think he's hosting a sandcastle building show on CBC Gem. But Maestro Chef Wes, like, man.
He's not far from being the mayor already.
I know.
Because if you follow him on the gram, he's at it every day in the community.
Well, I'll tell you what Maestro Fresh Wes likes, pumping is fish
up,
and chips.
Pumping up the scene. Yeah, he does.
He loves fish and chips, man. And I've been introducing the girls to, like, because I can sense the windows closing, so I want to make sure they have their staples and geography down. So I introduced them to Backbone, which blew their minds, and then Black Tuxedo, which is a more recent Maestro track in which he basically calls out Northern Touch for saying one MC was missing and you know who it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was. It's a rare diss track for Maestro Fresh West. He was not invited to participate in Northern Touch, which seems like a glaring oversight.
Yeah.
He can spit, man. Listen to Black Tuxedo.
He just did the big OVO Fest or Drake's thing.
Did he?
Yeah, the Canadian Superstars or something.
Yeah.
He was there, yeah. So it's great.
Some Avrils, some Nelly Furtado's.
Oh, she was playing it too.
Right? Nelly Furtado.
Oh, man.
Tori Amos.
Oh, no. Are you doing some walk-up jams?
Yeah. If they were playing baseball.
Okay, here we go. Here's a do a walk-up jams, and then like I'll queue up. I'll queue this one up, and then you do a player.
Okay.
Maybe you could do the Jays, like modern Jays.
Okay. Let me find them.
Queue it up, and then you could. It's just a newer version, about 2000 jams.
Okay. Should I look for the year 2000 lineup?
Not really, because no one will remember much. They'll be like, who? Okay, you ready?
Oh, here's a good one. Yeah, there's a couple good ones in here.
Okay, where did you go back?
Because
I guess it's fine, too. You can do that, whatever.
Yes.
Just let me know when you're ready, and I'll fire out the jams.
Okay, I'm getting there. One sec.
What's with how these songs always have like a deluxe expanded editions.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay,
ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
What is this?
Freaking NSYNC. NSYNC with the big intro.
Next batter, prochain frappeur, catcher, Darren Fletcher. Next batter.
Okay, hold on. Let me do another song here. I got to get into the middle of the jam somehow. Okay, this one might be good off the top.
Okay, here. So wait for me, and then you hit the track.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Now batting for the Toronto Blue Jays, second baseman Omer Bush. What a terrible walk-up song.
Yeah, he's loving it.
The only part of that song you could use is the na-nas.
Darren Fletcher. Okay, do another one.
Okay.
That's good.
Prochain frappeur, next batter. Third base for your Toronto's Blue Jay, Tony Batista. Aww. That's so greasy. Aww. Like, what a weird song.
I gotta do this better, so it's...
Can you go one more before we take a break?
Of course.
Okay, yeah, ready?
For sure. Hold on a sec. You gotta... Okay, yeah, go.
Let me see. Who is it? Yeah, it's fine. Good ones. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Next batter from the Toronto Blue Jay. Center fielder, number 22, numero 22, Vernon Wells. Who's that, Red Hot Chili Peppers?
No.
Who's that? It's so unlikely because it has no swag.
It's about kryptonite.
By who?
Like Three Doors Down.
Yeah, terrible walk-up song. That's such a head scratcher. It's a terrible walk-up song.
You become the kryptonite to the perfect game or the no hitter.
Oh yeah, right. He has to explain why it's a great walk-up song, like, in fact.
Yeah, it is.
Desert Moon by Dennis DeYoung is a walk-up song.
I think you can do another one more, no?
All right.
Before we go.
I know, it's pretty fun.
You got another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You hit it.
Batting next for the Toronto's Blue Jay. Designated hitter, number 909, Brad Fulmer. There's no energy. It's such an air suck.
He's like swinging his bat all slow in the
he's depressed.
Batter's box. Okay, one more. You gotta do one more.
Okay. You ready?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Next at bat, number 11, numero 11, outfielder, Marty Cordova.
Come on, man. No, do this to me. No.
What is it? Showing an ad?
Oh, fuck. Aw, why is it not working? Damn it.
What happened? What song was it?
Oh, no, it is. Hold on, it is.
Okay, you ready? I got another one.
Okay, yeah, dude.
Next batter, second baseman, number 14, numero 14, Mickey Morandini. Oh. Is it Desert Rose? Oh. Remember Sting driving in the desert in the backseat of a Jaguar?
Yeah. I think it was like midlife crisis jam.
Yeah.
I can't cue up the choruses. It needs to be that.
I wonder if they ever blow it. Play the wrong walk-up song or throw someone off. I would be tempted to pick a funny song to try to throw the pitcher off their game.
It was all yellow, all slow.
Yeah. Be like, what? Take a break, bud.
About
300 spectacular rolls on.
When I first saw you, I saw love. And the first time you touched me, I felt love. And after all this time, you're still.
Laramie?
Yeah?
I don't know, should we dance or something? I'm right nervous being here with all these people at such a special occasion. I don't know who to talk to. I've been to the buffet a few times. Let's go on the dance floor. That'll kill 4 minutes.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean,
but I'm
going to
put a Bible between us, you perv, so don't get right handsy.
I'm nervous too. I mean, look at all these people here. It's just, can't believe that we're all here in the same room, you know?
Randy Bachman and Donovan, freaking Gordon Lightfoot's over there. I don't even know what to say to him.
There's Gino and Joe Vanelli. They're all in here.
All our favorite. It's like a blinding galaxy of stars, and here I am looking like a freaking pecker in my stirrup pants and my shaker knit sweater. I don't even freaking want to go to the bathroom in case I get pee on myself or something.
Listen, Andrea, don't worry about it. You look fantastic tonight.
What? Say that again, will ya?
Listen, Andrea, don't worry about it. You look fantastic tonight.
I do?
Yeah.
I'm trying not to get ahead of myself, but is it? Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Well, I mean, we're dancing, so We're dancing, right?
Hold me just a little closer, because I feel right vulnerable.
Okay, take it easy, but here you go.
Are you leaning into me?
Just this one moment, okay, Andrea?
It's like every time you talk, it's like a wind of cool ranch Doritos just blows across my face, right, gently. It's like you're...
Andrea.
Blowing
Andrea,
a nylash
Andrea,
off my cheek.
Andrea.
Just like I...
Just
head of my
shut
vision
up.
Board.
Shut up.
Shut up and kiss me? Is that what you're saying?
No, just... Let's just dance.
You are still the one, Laramie. Friggin' wish I could quit, Jess.
Hey, Gord, are you gonna eat all those Nanaimo bars? Jeez, I brought them for everybody, not just for you.
Well, the way I see it is it creates kind of a problem for whoever has to pack them up and take them home. So in a way, I'm doing people a favor.
I know, but I want everybody to try them.
Well, you know what? You know, I'm socially uncomfortable with everyone looking at me. Every room I've walked in since the 60s, all eyes are on me. And eating and drinking is kind of the way I cope with social discomfort.
That's true, but maybe take it easy on the Nanaimo bars and just have a couple more drinks. Jeez, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'd rather have Nanaimo bars than have to talk to Randy Bunkman about anything. That guy's such a blowhard. If you listen to him, he built the Colosseum in Rome.
Hey, come, I know, he says some tall tales, but he's right over there. He can hear us. I don't want him to, and I think he's listening, so take it easy.
The only thing he invented is the lie.
Hey, what's that you say there?
What's Gord, that you saying, Randy? Hi, Randy, how are you?
Pretty good, how are you doing there?
Good,
nice
it's
to see
nice
you.
To see you again. You remember my friend and manager, Bernie.
How you doing? Nice to see you.
Oh, good to see you. Nice to see you, Bern.
So what's new, Randy? Did you invent a plane that goes to outer space or a phone with no cord?
No. I was just hanging out in my house. You know, a few new inventions.
Oh,
you know,
here we
been,
go.
Talking to my friend, you know, Jeff Bezos every
okay.
other day. Just
yeah.
He's always picking my brain for something, you know, stuff like that. I'm going up in the shuttle. I'm not sure. I haven't decided 100%, but I'm
going
up
in space. Was that the Pearson Airport shuttle?
No, the big one, the blue guy, the one that looks like a you-know-what there.
No, looks like a what?
Kind of looks like a big wiener, if you think about it.
I'll tell you something that looks like a big wiener.
So, what's going on with you, Gord? You just hitting the circuit, probably just... did Mariposa, I'm assuming? Maybe Massey Hall this year?
Yeah, I don't know why that's funny. And don't suppose you heard that there's a big statue in my hometown of Orillia where 98% of people said yes to aspirin. It's a statue of me. They put one there. I didn't like it. So I had a new one built at my expense, but at least it's a proper likeness.
That's amazing. They're talking about in Winnipeg putting... a statue that they still can say.
It's yeah, I heard that.
No, that's a little one that they're putting down by the forks. They're going to be doing another one uptown, right on Portage of Maine. It's a sizable. I believe it's going to be the biggest statue in history. Not unlike a Buddha kind of house, actually. It's going to be so large that you can... They will have a library in it, a music... log of sorts, all my historic documents. I will be buried in there as well.
Portage and lame. I can't imagine why anyone would want to see that. I do see why it's a Buddha of sorts, though. You've been crushing the beer lately, Randy?
Hey, you know what, Gord? Well, let's just take... excuse me, Randy. Listen, you gotta stop talking to him, okay? You're gonna get in trouble now.
I was giving you eye contact so you could drag me out of there, but you didn't jump in fast enough, and I kind of went rogue.
Hey, Gord, I don't know if you know, my name's Joe Vanelli, Gino's brother, just a huge fan. I just want to say hi. How you doing?
Is Gino around?
Yeah, Gino's over there. He's just talking to a girl, but he'll be over in a second. I just want to say hi, you know, just big fan, you know?
So, Joe, what's new with Gino?
Well, you know, he's over there. He's talking to a girl right now, and, you know, we're just working on some new...
Some things never change.
We're working on some new songs. You know, he's. I got a new one I wrote last night. It's G major 7/8. There's a section in there that's got some tap dancing. You know, it's good stuff.
We're Does working Gino every day. Still have that place outside of Turkey Point?
I do believe he does. Yeah, so... anyway, he's talking to a girl over there. I just wanted to tell you, you're a huge inspiration to me, and I'm writing a new song right now. It's called How Gordy Taps.
That doesn't make any sense. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to go say hi to Gino.
God.
Nice to see you, Jim.
Why did I say that? Stupid idiot.
Hey, excuse me, young fella. Hey, Gord, how you doing? I'm doing well, and who's this young lady here?
Oh, hello, how are you?
I'm a little bit better now for seeing you. What's your name?
Well, my name is Linda, and I was just talking to Gino here about he's got some demos he was going to let me hear. Is that right?
Oh, you're not going to fall for the old come back and listen to demos, are you? That's a musician code. Gord, what are you doing? That's musician code for he's got some other things he wants to show you, if you know what I mean.
What?
Yeah, no, I was literally demos. I was going to play them for you in my car.
No, yeah, you
oh,
said...
Oh, yeah, come sit said, in the car and listen to my demos. It's a line that's worked for me thousands of times. No, it's not a line. It's...
He said it was going to take me to his black car and play the songs.
Yeah, because they look better in the shade.
In the shade, yeah.
Hey, speaking of shade, Gord, you're kind of throwing shade my way trying to blow this thing up with Linda, huh? Well, I just thought it was an old-fashioned duel where both of us gentlemen callers would vie for her affection.
Hey, I just to come up and to clean up here. Here you make a mess.
Giuseppe?
Yes, just to fix this down here.
What?
Sorry to get in the way, guys.
You wait till the party's over before you clean up.
Somebody's spilling a drink over here. I make way. Donovan are coming behind me over here. Just making sure that's nice
Giuseppe.
And tight.
My apologies, Gorgino and... Enchanting young enchantress. Giuseppe understood incorrectly. I said, wait till the party's over before you clean up, and if I have my way, that will be sometime Thursday. So.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Yeah, Giuseppe, do me a favor and go to Costco and get a big box of light bulbs, because we might be smashing some. And speaking of smashing, what was your name, little bird?
My name, I'm Linda. Nice
Linda.
To meet you. I was just talking to Joe and Gord and
Linda, do you know, as a songwriter, the first thing I do when I meet someone is try to rhyme their name with something. The only thing that rhymes with Linda is Inya. So, what do you think of that rhyme?
I think that's a little bit... It's a bit much.
Bit much in what way?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean, I guess.
Enya, the singer, she did like Gregorian chants.
Yes, I remember Enya.
In fact, Giuseppe, before you go, would you indulge me and perform a Gregorian chant for Linda?
No problem.
Are you okay?
It's nice. You've been working hard. I'm still working hard on that one. Anyway.
Giuseppe, I was thinking more of the you are. Do you remember?
I apologize. I was used to doing the other one.
Yeah, no, of course.
A friend's at a party the other day, so I go to the... I can't do the other one, and you know, I only do that when I'm hurt.
Oh,
you remember?
When you're changing a light bulb, remember, and you burnt your hand.
Yes,
oh, would you look up there? There's a light bulb burnt out just now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's probably still hot, so be careful.
Okay.
Yeah, Linda, what did you think of that?
Oh, wow, now, man, that guy can really sing. Joe Gino, we gotta get this guy recording in
the
studio.
Yeah, he sounds great. Hey, Giuseppe, I don't suppose you play piano, too, do you?
I don't play piano. I clean up. I don't really like to sing like that. It kind of hurt.
Giuseppe, that's not true. I've heard you play piano before. You're a penis.
I mess around. Just a little tinkle over there. You tinkle there.
Speaking of mess around, Linda, what do you think of that phrase?
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Hi, I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I just saw three superstars in the same place, and I wanted to say hi to you. Are you really Gino Vannelli?
Yeah, I am.
I don't suppose I can get a selfie with you right quick, can I?
Yeah, sure. Linda, do you want to be in the picture?
Yeah, sure.
No offense, girlfriend, but I kind of want it to be the two of us. Do you mind taking it of us?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, of course. Let's smile.
Say cheese!
Oh, sorry for putting my hand on your bottom. I didn't realize you were so little.
Hey, no problem. Hey. Thanks for your time.
Hey, Linda, what do you say we go have a drink? Oh, that sounds pretty good, Joe. Oh, yeah, come on. Come on and go over here.
Hey, Linda.
All right, I'll see you later.
Okay.
Well, here we are, Gino, just the two of us. I was here with my roommate, Laramie, but I think he went outside to vape. And I don't know if he wanted to dance with me or if, you know, we're just kind of two lost souls. Maybe we should stick around. I'm kind of a wild horse. Do you like Shania's? I remember the first time I heard Who's Better Your Boots Been Under, and I thought that was going to be the soundtrack for my teen years. But I wasn't as busy in that regard as I wanted to be. But it can still make up for lost time. Gino? Gino? Oh, he's gone. Who are you?
My name is Gordon Lightfoot.
Oh, Evernate. Are you the mind-reading one?
Yeah, if you could read my mind, yeah.
Yeah. I like that song. It's right sad.
Oh, well, yeah, I try to tap into the emotions that people have because I'm so in touch with my own.
Is that ever neat? I've always wanted to be a songwriter. How should I start?
Well, you write what you know. I guess that's the first thing I would say. So my songs are about women because I know how to talk to them.
Oh, I can tell. You seem right nice, Gordon Lightfoot. How come you're alone?
Well, I was here with my manager, Bernie, but he's over on the dance floor with Linda.
Oh, Bernie, you're dancing so well. Oh, you know, I just like to shake it, check it out. Holy moly. Joe, you're doing so good, too. Hey, you know, let's shake it, shake it. Hey, Gino, hey!
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
Hey, Gino, I gotta, you know, we were talking, and Linda, she says she wants to come home with me later.
No, she wants to come home with me later. I was gonna play her some demos.
No, I told her I got the earlier demos of those demos, so she says she wants to hear my demos.
Linda, is this true?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he said he's got the demos that are better than your demos, so...
What are you fellas talking about?
Oh,
well, we're talking about...
Linda was, coming to listen to some demos.
Well, my demos.
I love demos.
My demos are great, you know. My demos are better than Gino's demos. They're more to the point.
Well, maybe, Joe, I could come hear your demos, could I?
Sure, yeah. You come listen to my demos anytime you want.
That's a great idea. Why don't you go with Joe and you listen to Joe's demos, and then Linda, why don't you come with me and listen to my demos in the car?
But I was listening to Joe's demos. Yeah, you're going to listen to my demos, but Andrea can listen to my demos too. It's all right.
Can I bring Laramie to listen to the demos? Laramie loves demos.
Who's Laramie?
Hey, Laramie?
I'm Laramie. How you doing?
I'm outside vaping.
Hey, Laramie.
Yeah.
Hi, Gino. It's nice to meet you. I'm a huge fan.
Good evening, everyone. Just wanted to pop my head in and say I'm going to slip out quick like a bunny. Yeah, I've overstayed my welcome. There's no Nanaimo bar squares left, so forgive me for slipping out. Speaking of slipping out, Linda, what do you think of that?
I said she's going home with me, I said. And Andrea's coming with me, too.
Joe, come on, can I talk to you for a second?
I got a new... It's called Black Cars Look Better in the Sun.
Joe, can I talk to you for a second over here?
Okay, what, man? You're really wrecking my chances here. This is a fantastic opportunity.
Hey, Linda, I don't want to step on your toes, girl. Tell me which one of them fellas you have your eyes on, and I'll cover you. I'll be a grenade, lie on the other one in case it blows up.
I know, I'm not sure which one, I can't tell. I mean, Joe's so little and cute, and Gino's so statuesque and beautiful.
Well, it depends if you like that sort of under-the-chin facial hair, because Gino has that, but Joe doesn't have that. But Joe has kind of a bald spot, but Gino has those dark curls.
Come on, Joe, I'm telling you, I can tell they're looking and they're talking about us, man, and we're going to run it out of time here. You gotta let me go home.
You know what we should do? Let's go to a second location. We're going to thin the herd. We're going to do a cull. Let's get them out of here, and then we'll figure it out later.
I don't like that. That means I get to always go home by myself every time that happens. I don't want that to happen, Gino.
It's the only move we have left. No. We're not going to wheel in front of Randy Bachman and Gordon Lightfoot, you know?
No, look, they're leaving.
I'm looking out for you.
Hey, is there any more of those Nanaimo bars, Gord? I see you're on your way out. Can I get a couple from you? You got an armful there.
Well, I tucked a couple in my pocket, but they're for a friend.
I know, I'm a friend. Come on. Remember we wrote that song together back in the 60s?
No. Actually, I don't.
Come on. Well, actually, I kind of wanted to talk to you about that.
Well, in fact, when someone asked if we were friends, that's not the F word I use.
No, I mean, I'm talking about the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Are you trying to pee on my tree and say that you had anything to do with writing Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
I distinctly remember being with the Guess Who when I was a kid and in Winnipeg, and I had a napkin and I was like, man, the Edmund Fitzgerald, man, that was crazy. People died, man.
Yeah, well,
and then I looked, and you were there in the place.
It's not the Guess Who, it's the Guess What. You're full of shit. Sorry, Randy, I've been waiting to say it for 5 decades now. And I don't know if it's the night or the Nanaimo bar is talking, but I have had it with you.
Oh, don't say that, Gore. I can't handle that.
Hey, Bots! Sorry to interrupt the evening. Hope you're having a nice time. My name is Jonathan Torrens.
And I'm Jeremy Taggart. How's it going, everybody? Sorry, cut the music there.
We just wanted to take a moment to thank all of you for coming to this 300th episode party. It's all of our favorite people, real and imagined, in the world. And we wouldn't be here without you. I know that's cliche, but it's the truth. Right, Jer?
Absolutely. I mean, I just sit here and I can't believe how much time has passed and how much great moments have happened. And I see each and every one of you out there. You just look so fantastic. I just can't wait to have another opportunity.
Oh, dear. Oh, my goodness. Oh, dear. Jer, are you okay? Oh, dear. I think what Jer is trying to say is that all the buds that are here at this party and all the
all the ha, all the buds that couldn't be here but are listening tonight. We just wanted to say say thank you to all of you for sticking with us for 300 episodes, because it's really hard to believe what a big part of our life this has become.
Absolutely truth. Love you know all you buds.
Yeah. We got to tour, something we never thought we'd do. We wrote a book. We made an album. And most of all, I'll be honest, this is like getting to be the longest I've done anything in my life, and I always have a desire to leave before the audience does. And so I know you probably think the same way, like every 10 episodes or so, like, I don't know, is it time? Should we hang it up? Should we move on? Do people still like it? And then we'll get a message from someone that says, man, it's, I look forward to your episode so much. It makes me laugh. It makes me cry. You guys are such a part of my life. And how could we ever quit you buds when you send us messages like that? So thanks for having us in your homes and hearts and ear holes for 300 hours. That's a lot.
Yes. Thanks, buds. Love all you.
Love all
you. Love you, bud.
Love you, bud. Good chatting.
Good chatting.